and
Oddworld.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 73. Today I'm going to be throwing it back. Hopefully you like it. If you don't, I am so sorry, but I'm going back through my top rated episodes and picking out the stories from those episodes. Hopefully you've forgotten about some of these. If you haven't, they're just good classic ones that I even personally like. I like them all, but here are some old classics for today, and we're literally jumping right into them. I'm not going to talk after them. You're literally getting four stories, old classic ones, and yeah, so I really hope you guys enjoy it.
This comes from an anonymous writer.
I worked for a cemetery last summer. I had to collect data about the buried. While working, I would hear children laughing and playing all the time, but I assumed it must have been from a nearby school, daycare, or summer camp. On my last day, I noticed that I missed a section of the cemetery and went to collect the data. I quickly noticed that this section had nothing but children buried there. I did my job, collected their data, and proceeded to leave. On my way out, I ran into a security officer and told him about the work I was doing. We chatted, and I told him how it was nice to hear kids playing at the nearby school or summer camp. He then said he had been patrolling the site for years and there was no school or daycare near the cemetery. Embarrassed, I played it off and we cordially parted. Then it hit me. The children that I heard laughing and playing were the children buried in the section I almost missed. Before sundown, I went back to the children's section and just talked with them. I will never forget that day. May they continue to laugh and play in spirit.
This comes from PurpleHyena01 on Reddit.
Friendly warning, never tick off spirits. I say this because I have had numerous experiences where I have been physically reminded that there are things I don't understand in this world, and to pay heed to the powers they have. My first experience, I have posted in another post about my experiences working in a haunted hotel. I was taking pictures in the 12th floor attic area when I got the sensation that I should not be doing that. As I walked down the stairs, a little voice in the back of my head told me to be careful.
Be careful.
Later that day, I was pulling a big laundry cart through the doorway when somehow my little finger got caught between it and the doorframe. I had to wear a splint for a few weeks. I apologized to whatever was up there and took care not to record videos or take pictures. A second time was a little more my fault, and I paid for it. Nothing serious, just really unlucky that day. I was feeling like something was messing with me, and I told it not to be a little bitch.
Don't be a bitch.
I kept getting things thrown or knocked off my table as I worked that day. I realized what I had said and apologized again. The third time wasn't intentional on my part. I was having a rough day because the previous shift dropped the ball on the job. I made a comment to myself about whatever was there messing with them. It didn't take too kindly to that. I went down to the break room to check something on my computer, and as I was going to sit down, it felt like the chair was just rolled out from under me, just enough for me to slip and fall on my ass. I was okay, quickly righted myself, and muttered I wasn't being serious, but once again, said I was sorry.
I'm sorry.
So, take heed from this story. When you think you are in a paranormal location, or something is trying to get your attention, be respectful, be open-minded, and be careful.
This comes from Dirt Inevitable 5708 on Reddit.
My aunt and her spouse, whom I refer to as my uncle, used to live in one of our houses. A few days after she passed, my uncle said that he saw her around the house going about her normal routine before she had become ill. He said that he was hallucinating due to grief and asked us to pray for him. One day, our neighbor shared with him that he had spoken to my aunt recently before she had gone to work. None of our neighbors knew that my aunt had passed, so they were shocked to learn that my aunt that they had seen go to work, and who they had just spoken to, had been gone for 2 weeks. Was it a collective community hallucination, or had they really seen my aunt's ghost? Soon after, my uncle got a priest to bless our home. Not because he wanted my aunt to leave, but because he was worried that she had not found peace in the afterlife as her ghost was still around. Since then, no one has seen her ghost.
This comes from Kellox00 on Reddit.
I had the weirdest occurrence last night while I was having drinks with my friends. This is only a quick story, but I don't know if it's a possible encounter or a hallucination. Basically, I was sat around my dining room table messaging my girlfriend. It's a big dining room island my brother and my friends were sat around. They were on the other side of the table, and it was quite some distance as it's a very large table, and I wasn't in their conversation at the time as I was texting my girlfriend for a while. I got a weird chill that I have never felt before, and I felt like something was looking over me. So I looked up. And for a split second, there were 3 dark figures that stood above me, surrounding me, and just watching me until they vanished right in front of me. The figure that stood behind me said something in my ear before it vanished. It's a little annoying because I can't remember what the figure said, but it was something to do with my girlfriend. When I was texting, I noticed around me get darker before the figure behind me whispered something in my ear. And when I looked up, it was more of a slow scan because I was a bit creeped out. The figure in front was the first one I saw, and it was slender, really skinny, and sadly vanished before I could see its face. Straight away, I called my girlfriend and asked if I'm going crazy because I was drunk, but I never had a situation like this happen. The rest of the night, I was on edge and looking around the room like something or someone was watching me. I can't even imagine having an experience like that when you're kind of drunk and all of a sudden, it's all dark and scary around you, and you see a creepy ass figure and they're all hovering around you and something said something to you, but it happens in a split second and no, absolutely not. That's all I have to say about that. Being drunk and having a paranormal experience just doesn't really sound like it goes super hand in hand. I don't think that would be a fun time, but I don't know. What do you guys think? We're going to move on to the next story. I hope you guys enjoyed that. It's fun hearing all those old stories. If you have any paranormal stories of any kind, let me know. And I hope you enjoy today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.